This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
I am so happy. You know why? Because I'm bringing you a brand new series on the Daily Devotional. This is part one. And the title of this series is Being Like Christ. You and I, becoming more and more like Christ. Let's look at Scripture. We're going to go to 1 John, the second chapter. And I'm looking at verses 16 and 17, but we really need to go back to verse 15 for some context. And it says this: Do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. How true is that? For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. And this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But everyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Being like Christ. You know, as we look around us and we see the world the way it is at the moment, as we regard this world and the things in it, yes, we do get pleasure. Yes, we get pleasure from watching television. Yes, we get pleasure from going out to the theater, to the cinema. We get pleasure from going out to dinner. There are all sorts of pleasures in this world. What John is saying is you may well have these pleasures. But John uses the word craving in the NLT, the New Living Translation. He uses that word craving as a drug addict would crave for drugs, as an alcoholic would crave for alcohol, as someone who's addicted to gambling would crave to actually be gambling, as someone who is hooked on pornography, they crave to look at pornography. You see, the word crave means a need. But where we need to change our lives, where we need to change our thought patterns, is taking it away from craving the things of this world, and we need to be craving the love of God. We need to be craving spending time with Him. We need to be addicted to that. Someone told me that they listen to Worship Radio 247 often. And they said when they started listening to Worship Radio 247, it almost became an addiction, because such was their feeling toward what they were listening to. That sort of craving is good. Maybe you crave going to church. Maybe you crave being in the presence of your friends and your colleagues and your family when you're worshiping God together. But perhaps there's a small addiction that needs to be looked at in terms of what you watch on TV. Maybe you're drinking too much. And this is the way to tell if that craving is too much. What you do is you say to yourself, do I want to watch television more than I want to worship the Lord? Do I want to go to the betting shop more than I want to worship God? Is that drink what I really need right now? Or is it to worship the living God? That's the way to tell. That is the way to look at your life and say, I'm not craving the Holy Spirit nearly enough, and I need to. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and a pride in our achievements and possessions. You know, for some while, certainly at the beginning of our tenure on Worship Radio 247, when we began this ministry, I used to look at the figures now and again to see how many people were listening. And at the beginning, there weren't that many. And then they started to grow. And as they started to grow, I became proud. Now, I'm being open and honest with you here. I became proud of that fact that the Worship Radio 247 listeners were listening. And I became proud of the fact that they were hearing the Word of God and that they were worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I became proud of the fact that the numbers were slowly creeping up. And then inexplicably, the numbers started to fall again. And I remember talking to my PA, and Mag said to me, you're not supposed to be concerned about how many people are listening to Worship Radio 247, how many people are watching Worship TV. That is not your concern. Your concern is to do that which God has told you to do. And that means, if necessary, broadcasting to no one. And of course, she was right. And I learnt a very important lesson. You see, it's not about me. It's not about what I do on Worship Radio 247. It's not about the passion that I have for worship. It's about God. It's about me becoming more like Christ. And that's what it's about for you, beloved. It's about you becoming more and more like Jesus. My prayer has been since that time I talked with Mags, more of you, Lord, less of me. More of you, Father, and less of David. Because it's about us gathering together to celebrate who we are in Christ. It's about us joining together across the world and praying for those that need prayer. A little while ago, we were praying for Jesse, who's sick and remains sick and is in constant pain. And we were praying for Jack, a 16-year-old lad who had a motorbike accident in Ireland and laid on life support. And because you made that decision that you would join with me and you would pray, this isn't about me. This isn't about you. But it's about Jesus who is touching their lives, and Jesus who continues to touch people's lives right across the world. It's nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with you. It's all about Him. And as we put that in our minds, as we understand that, you and I, we understand that, we're being more like Christ. John goes on to say, and this world is fading away, along with everything that people crave. But anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. And beloved, I know this. When you are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth, you are pleasing God. And when you open yourself up to make that decision that you will honestly and truthfully worship Him in spirit and, of course, in truth, you are becoming more like Christ. And not only that, you open yourself up for the Lord God Almighty to speak into your life, to begin to tell you the direction you need to go in, whether you need to go left or right or straight on or back. You know, I know the Lord takes us on a journey and we're on a race. And sometimes we get things wrong and we turn the wrong way, and the Lord will take us back to where we were and say, let's try that again. And this time, let's get it right. With the conviction that comes from Him and only Him. For condemnation comes from the evil one, we know that. John says, and this world is fading away. We know that. We know this world is fading away. Here's another way of telling what is important in your life. If it is television, what would happen if the television were to be taken away? What would happen if the computer were to break down, were to stop, were to be taken away from you? What would happen if that joy you have in maybe the odd glass of wine here and there, and it's becoming more and more and more? What would happen if your wine or your alcohol was removed from your house and there was none there? And all you had was fruit juice. How stressed would you be? How would you feel? When you answer that question, it gives you an indication, beloved, in how necessary are these things of the world. How would you feel about flying to a desert island where there was no electricity, there was no internet, there was no bars, there were no alcohol, there was no television, there was nothing there but just solitude? How would you feel? And how long would it be before you started to crave the things of the world? Because John says in the end times, he says, but this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. One day, those things that we crave will not be there. They will have disappeared. But finally, in this passage, John says, but everyone who does what pleases God will live forever. Are you pleasing God? Are you saying, Lord, you are everything to me. Heavenly Father, you are my number one priority, and I look only to you. I'm not looking left or right, but I'm keeping my eyes well and truly fixed upon you. For Lord Jesus, I want to be craving you only. Is that your prayer? If that is your prayer, then pray with me right now. Just say these words after me. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry of the things that I have craved in my life that have not been of you. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I ask you in Jesus' name to make me whole. Cleanse me, Father God, with the blood of the Lamb. let me feel your love and your peace, and I will follow you for the rest of my life. In the name of Jesus, amen.